Bart said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 226. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For with, saith the Lord, a mighty rushing wind shall I now blow upon the church, saith God, throughout the whole world. For I am calling my chosen ones to rise up like never before, and to go forward with the word of the Lord. Yea, I am gathering my own, saith God, to speak my word, even as I have said before, and I say it again, go and tell and speak my word. Make my word known, and for all those that would receive of me, saith the Lord, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. For I would remind you that this is that final hour, saith God. Be alert, be watchful, be ready.
A warning has gone out to the peoples of the earth, saith the Lord. A warning that has come close to shaking the very foundation that they stand on. But they have not heeded my warning, says God. And because they have not heeded my warning shall continue. For soon the warning shall cease, and the ability to hear them will be no more. I say to you now, look toward the summer, for the reservoirs will go dry again. The heat will come upon the earth. The wind and the waves will roar once more. Hurricanes shall come with devastating power. For are not the tornadoes even now acting like hurricanes? And even then the tornado shall increase also. The rumblings of the earth will not decrease, but they will come back again. The shiftings deep below the earth will cause the volcanoes to erupt once more. Heed these warnings, and heed them now, before it is too late, saith the Lord.
Empty out your mind and listen. Listen to the Spirit. Listen to the anointed word. Listen to the things that I have to say, saith your Father God. Things that shall cause you to change. For truly there's change coming in the lives of those that listen carefully. A change for better. A change for more of the anointing. A change for more of the power. That you may walk in the things that I, your Father God, have said that you could walk in. Empty out your minds. Open your ears and listen carefully to what the Spirit has to say to the church. Listen to what the Spirit has to say, saith your Father God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. Stay tuned for an all prophecy news behind the news program, but first this. As we broadcast around the world, this Thursday evening, over Superstation WWRB 3.185, and also over the internet, utilizing MP3 audio streaming and podcasting. The MP3 files are compressed, so even modem users can stream them right on my www.neaiga.org. or .org, however you want to say it, website, or download them free right into your computer, and listen later if you wish. There are 300 MP3 files on that site now, available free. If you do not have a computer, go to your local library, ask your librarian to show you how to get on neaiga.org, and look for the downloads page. There you will find the 300 files. You are listening to Signs of the Times International Radio, featuring the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice to be his watchman. Now, when I say featuring the prophecy voice, I am not calling myself a prophet. All I am saying is my voice, when it says something will happen, it usually does. Yes, that is prophecy, but I'm still God's watchman. Well, the Godfather stimulus is now a reality, but will it really help? It went through so fast, no one had time to read it, and no one really knows all that is in it. Yet, it is now law. and it contains laws yet to be revealed. So let me do another stimulizer like I did once before. Now please do not get upset. I'm only having a little stimulizer fun, just like before. It is not coming out of radio offerings sent in, but out of my own pocket. Please be assured of that. The first four callers who say they are listening on WWRB and want my stimulizer will get $5 USA cash sent to them. 1-607-201-5663. I'll repeat that in a moment if you don't have a pen. Also, the first four callers listening on the internet who call in will also get a $5 cash stimulus sent to them. But you must tell me the website you are listening on and stipulate you're asking for my stimulizer, Brother Johnson's stimulizer. Also, the first four callers listening by podcast who call in will also get $5 U.S. cash sent to them. You must tell me you are listening by podcast and that you want my stimulizer. 1-607-201-5663. Please repeat your name and address slowly and do it twice so that I can be sure to get your stimulizer to you. Sometimes names and addresses are a little difficult to understand on the recorder. Call and record your name and address. If you do not want the stimulizer, just tell me your state and how well you're hearing the program. That number one more time. 1-607-201-5663. Here is a radio check that I have received.
Yes, hi, this is Chris in Connecticut, and I'm just calling in with a signal report. At 3.185, you're extremely strong. You're well over 9. Program is being received very nicely. So thank you very much.
Now, the Prophecy News Behind the News reports. Hearken, I think I hear the breeze in the tops of the mulberry trees again. Sunday, February 15th, 2009.
Yea, I say unto you, hearken now, unto the wind that is blowing in the tops of the mulberry trees, saith God. For I have told you that the winds would strengthen, and I have warned you about the heat that would come and the destruction that would come. Are you ready for the days ahead, saith God?
And now the fulfillment. Shrinking water supplies are hurting farmers in California. Dwindling water supplies are compounding economic woes in California's Central Valley, causing farmers to leave fields fallow and confront the prospect of going under. California is locked in the third year of one of its worst droughts on record, with reservoirs holding as little as 22% of water capacity. And another, USA, North Carolina. Drought experts say all of North Carolina's counties are suffering from drought or abnormally dry conditions for the first time in 7 months. And another, USA, Texas. The worst drought in nearly 100 years is racking three-quarters of Texas. Much of the state has not had a significant rainfall since August. Sunday, February 15th, 2009.
Yea, I say unto you, hearken now, unto the wind that is blowing in the tops of the mulberry trees, saith God. For I have told you that the winds would strengthen, and I have warned you about the heat that would come and the destruction that would come. Are you ready for the days ahead, saith God?
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, the MMR vaccine is not holy water. MMR is the mumps, measles, rubella, all-in-one-shot vaccine. For nearly a decade, the British General Medical Council, the equivalent of the U.S. State Medical Board on steroids, has been taking Dr. Andrew Wakefield to task for daring to suggest that autism could be caused by the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, the MMR vaccine. Watchman comment. And I've reported on that, and here is the proof that the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson speaks true warnings. Continuing, Recently, it was proved that the Inquisition continues. The Times UK published a report written by commissioned journalist Brian Deer claiming that the confidential medical documents and interviews with witnesses have established that Andrew Wakefield manipulated patients' data. That was by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who is a doctor of obstetrics. Watchman comment. This proves the warning from the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson is true, Leviticus chapter 26, verse 25. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. Continuing, the beat goes on, Bill H.R. 1. What the government has done here is to grant themselves a loan. The money for which loan, debt service, and money to pay for the resulting government growth will come out of the already depressed economy. The total cost of the loan? Try $4.06 trillion over the next decade, broken down as follows. $789 billion for the loan, $744 billion in debt service on the loan, and, now get this, $2.527 trillion in increased spending from new and expanded programs created by that same H.R. 1 bill. These figures come from the Congressional Budget Office. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Sounds better than these trillions in debt to me. Continuing. Pentecostal pastor to lead Obama's faith-based programs. Joshua Du Bois, 26, previously headed religious affairs for Obama's Senate office and his presidential campaign. He said, and I quote, "This is not a religious office or a religious administration." Du Bois said, "We're going to try to find ways to work with faith-based and community organizations that are secular in nature and don't cross the boundaries between church and state." My. We understand it is a fine line, but it is a line we're comfortable walking. One of those faith-based goals is improving interfaith relations, especially with Muslims. Watchman comment, no true Pentecostal, but especially a so-called Pentecostal pastor, should or would make such a non-biblical statement. This young 26-year-old is still wet behind the ears. Once he lives 6.5 decades like I have, he'll be a little wiser. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 8. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against many great nations of war and of evil and of pestilence. Watchman comment, the last day signs? They sure are here. Continuing, a false draft. Much has been made by the new Godfather administration of the idea of national service and volunteerism. While service to one's community is certainly admirable, it is not the federal government's place to encourage or promote volunteerism. Moreover, there are troubling signs that national service could transition from voluntary to mandatory or de facto mandatory, such as the requirement of service in order to be granted a diploma or something along those lines. Watchman comment. This is reminiscent of the early 1930s, what they called CC camps, known as the Conservation Corps, where single young men built state and federal projects in army-style camps. For their labors, they were paid the whopping sum in the early 30s of $1 a day with army-style room and board. Out of their monthly wages, they were required to send $25 home to their parents. Do the math. That didn't leave them much, did it? Jeremiah chapter 34, verse 17. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, you have not hearkened unto me into proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, saith the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will make you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. My, I really felt the Holy Ghost as I read that one. Continuing, who remembers guns and butter? President Lyndon B. Johnson's policy of great society, spending, and Vietnam wars is credited with the rising American inflation that persisted until checked by President Reagan's supply-side policy. In Lyndon B. Johnson's time, the American economy and the U.S. dollar were strong, and there was no current account deficit. Yet, LBJ's policy of guns and butter did long-term harm. The Bush-Obama 21st century policy of guns and butter makes LBJ look like a piker. The 2009 and 2010 federal budget deficits will be monstrous even without guns. But Obama is exciting, apparently, the Iraq war in order to start two, possibly three, more wars. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 17, they sacrificed unto devils, not unto God. To gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom their fathers feared not. Continuing, you are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, an American foreign legion, a leaner, meaner tech force. That was what George W. Bush and his Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, promised to transform the American military into. Instead, they came close to turning it into a foreign legion. Foreign as in being constantly deployed overseas on imperial errands. Foreign as in being ever more reliant on private military contractors. Foreign as in being increasingly segregated from the elites that profit most. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 6. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with a familiar spirit and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Continuing, devil hit success on Chicago stage. Christians and non-believers alike flocked to see C.S. Lewis Screwtape Letters. A play about devils has become a scorching success in Chicago, where even Christians are flocking to the theater to witness the stage adaptation of C.S. Lewis' The Screwtape's Letters. Watchman comment, I watched the trailer, and this play is as satanic and unbiblical as it can get. Any Christian who would watch this demonic play is risking demonic entrance into their life. Stay away from it. It is not Christian. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 26. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. One more watchman comment. You bring stuff like this satanic play into your body, into your house body, you will be a possessed person, not a Christian. Continuing. Global slump could throw 53 million more people into poverty. The World Bank warned that up to 53 million more people around the world are about to fall into poverty in 2009 as a result of the global economic slump. And up to 400,000 more children could die each year as a result of rising infant mortality. The statistics highlight the worldwide character of the social catastrophe being caused by the deepening crisis. This is the worst we've seen or had since 1929, just before the Great Depression, I might add. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Continuing, heart pills to erase bad memories. Scientists believe a common heart medicine may be able to erase fearful memories from the mind. The Dutch investigators believe the beta blocker drugs could help people suffering from emotional after effects of traumatic experiences. Watchman comment, I believe they're talking about blood pressure medication here. Continuing, they believe the drug alters how memories are recalled after carrying out the study of 60 people, neuroscience reports. Watchman comment, this fulfills the warning from the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson. That is a drug side effect you haven't been told about. Are drugs the cause of Alzheimer's? Psalms chapter 78, verse 50. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence. Watchman comment, Go ahead. Trust in doctors more than God. You reap what you sow, folks. Missing Iraq billions could be the greatest fraud in U.S. history. The U.S. Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction, the Army's Criminal Investigation Command, and the Justice Department are investigating U.S. soldiers and officials in the alleged misuse of a portion of the $125 billion initially sent to Iraq for reconstruction shortly after the fall of Saddam. The inspectors believe misuse may account for over $50 billion, exceeding the scope of Bernie Madoff's massive Ponzi scheme and making it potentially the greatest fraud in U.S. history. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Continuing. Monitoring and taxing car mileage. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick wants to use GPS chips in vehicles to charge people for the miles they drive. The plan is called a Vehicle Miles Travel Program and would replace the gas tax by 2014. Opponents have concerns that Big Brother will be watching, but there have been positive results in Oregon where there is a similar program. The governors of Idaho and Rhode Island are considering this type of program also. Watchman comment. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, warned that these devices were being covertly added to factory-produced cars. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. Continuing, Exceptions in stimulus bill allow sale of health records. It could become easier to sell and exchange the health information of Americans under the economic stimulus package, though the legislation says there is a prohibition on sale of electronic health records or protected health information. There are 5 pages of exceptions to the prohibition that include research, treatment of an individual, or a decision by the Secretary of Health and Human Services to weigh the prohibition. Continuing. UV teeth bleaching, not a bright idea. The same ultraviolet light that causes sunburn and skin cancer can damage your gums, lips, and eyes during a light-assisted teeth bleaching, a study finds. Similarly, a separate study published in January in Photochemical and Photobiological Sciences also found that light activation didn't improve the bleaching. They found that UV light treatments in particular exposed patients to 4 times the dose of radiation from sunbathing and that the eyes and skin are not sufficiently protected during the procedure. Such repeated UV exposure can cause cataracts and other abnormal growths in and around the eye. Romans chapter 1, verse 13. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren. Continuing. Liberal socialists want to ban ammo. Gun owners are alarmed over what they're witnessing in Washington, D.C. and state legislatures across the country. Realizing that they could not succeed in disarming American citizens, liberal organizations and their political representatives have decided to allow armed citizens to possess all the guns they wish. The hitch is, according to political strategist Mike Baker, the so-called gun grabbers have decided to track ammunition for those guns by encoding the cartridges and maintaining a database. Watchman comment. Now, this might be okay for law-abiding citizens like maybe you and myself, but it will not stop there, and that's the problem. They'll just carry it out until they confiscate all guns because, like the Nazis, they've got to do that before they can take over. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Watchman comment. Hallelujah! That is the only encoding I agree with, having God's seal. Watchman shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
Who really knows what they might do in the name of protecting us from terror? I believe we are in the midst of an undeclared World War III. Are you ready to meet your maker? Do it now before it is too late for you. How do I do it? I'm glad you asked. First, admit you're a sinner and repent of your sins. Then, ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior of your life.
Then I can say this, welcome to the family of God. Now Jesus said to the woman at the well who had multiple affairs, go and sin no more. So I say to you, if you prayed that prayer, admit you're a sinner, repent of your sins, ask Jesus to be Lord and Savior of your life, then go and sin no more.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in any special way, or in any way, please call or write and let me know that. It is really a blessing to hear from my listeners, and it helps me keep on keeping on, and I do appreciate it every time you write and call. The need for February's programming began at $360, with offerings received now. That need remains at $180, at least at the time that I made this program. Hopefully it will come in before the end of February. Thank you all for your generous support. It is really a blessing. No matter how much comes in, what the amount of the offering, it is always a blessing to receive. Write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate N-Y, zip code 13797, U.S. of A. With your comments, your offerings, tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, letters of support, blessings, and anything else that you can think of, I'm always pleased to receive your reports. Here is another audio clip of a radio check that I have received.
Hi, Brother Johnson. Keith calling from New Jersey. It's Thursday evening, 3185 WWRP. Signs, good reception, good program. I received the letter. You're more than welcome always to keep the offerings. Even if I was to disagree with an opinion or something, that's yours. Trust it to you as Yahweh's steward. Thanks again. Be well. Shalom.
Thank you, Brother Keith from New Jersey. Peace be with you too also, my brother. He had sent in an offering to help keep Wednesday on the air, but it was the only offering that was sent in, and I just had to cancel it anyway, and I wrote him and asked him if he'd like to have that offering back, and that was his answer. Bless you, Brother Keith, and I appreciate it. It takes only a few seconds, and the cost is minimal, to call my 24-hour voicemail and record any time. But there is only one line. So please keep trying. 1-607-201-5663. Write Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122. Don't forget that box number. Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, zip 13797, USA. Call 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening, my friends. You can hear Signs on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all on Superstation WWRB frequency 3.185. Also, you can listen clearly again anytime to all programs, including tonight's, with no shortwave interference on my website, www.neaiga.org. There are 300 MP3 audio files there for you to listen to or download free. neaiga.org. Be blessed, our friends. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you have absolutely nothing to fear about the end times. Jesus loves you. I love you. All the Signs ministers love you. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Wow! Now there, my friends, is a Bible promise just for you. A white stone, a new name. Are you ready for that? You will know when you receive it. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus loves you. The Signs ministers and I love you also. Amen. Maranatha, our friends, Watchman's ending, shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.